Okay, we're in the studio now with, say it in French.
Le vent du Nord.
Le vent du Nord, which is the north wind, right?
Exactly, yes.
It's a cold north wind, right?
Yes, it's very cold right now in Montreal.
Yeah, so that's where you guys are from, Montreal?
Yeah, the Montreal area. I'm the only one in the city, but the guys are an hour around the city of Montreal, yes.
Yeah, and how's things going up there?
By yesterday in Montreal, they received 40 centimeters of snow. So today, Montreal is quiet, can we say. The schools are closed, people are in pajamas, playing Monopoly in the living room and listening probably Le Vent du Nord, like everybody
what's,
in Quebec.
What's 21 centimeters and 40 centimeters.
40 centimeters.
It's
40
like,
centimeters, but
like,
and inches, those provincial...
12 inches, maybe?
12 no. inches.
Okay.
18 inches.
18 around 18 inches.
Yeah. Why, do you know 48 inches, centimeters? Okay.
I know a meter. A meter is about 40 inches.
Yeah, 39 foot. 39, sorry, inches. Sorry, not foot, but 39 inches for 1 meter.
For some reason, America never caught up with the wisdom of centimeters. Meters and decimal system.
Yeah.
We resisted probably because our roots in England or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you guys are sort of rebels, right?
But in Quebec, we are really a mix of a lot of things. Culturally, of course, we are a mix of things, different roots from the French, from the Celts, from the. But also for the things like centimeters and inches, and we are really in the middle of it. We can speak in kilogram and pound, and we can, yeah. For me, the weather, the air will be in Celsius, but the water will be in Fahrenheit. I don't know why, but it's like that in my family.
Yeah, I don't know why my height in meters and my weight in kilograms, but everything is in meters and kilograms. But
we are, yeah, mix.
Yeah. Well, I used to know kilograms because that's how you bought the marijuana. Back in the old days.
By the kilograms.
By kilo.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, oops, it's serious.
So tell me, where did this band, where did it start? What, when and where?
It started 15 years ago. By, in fact, Nico and me, we play, Nicolas, the hurdy-gurdy player that you don't see, and me, we played together for 20 years. And we used to come at our early years together in California a lot with a different band called Mon Corbier. And we were touring and experimenting in the folk music. And it became, after a while, Le Vent du Nord 15 years ago. And Simon joined the band 14 years ago. And Réjean 10 years
About
ago,
10
yes.
Years
so
ago.
We're the same lineup for 10 years
and
now.
You've been playing the traditional Quebecois music, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we like to bring our own sound. We compose also on the style of the traditions, so we compose instrumental tunes or songs, but really on the style of the tradition. But of course, with the gurdy, with the hurdy-gurdy, it bring another kind of color for the Quebec music. And also Simon played the bouzouki, so it's another kind of color, not so regular in the Quebec traditional. But of course, we have the button accordion and the foot tapping and the call and response.
The bouzouki is not a French or it's a traditional music.
It's an Irish instrument.
Yeah.
Came from the, of course from Europe, but it became by from Europe. I mean, from Greece, but it became something else in Ireland. But maybe in the 60s, Simon. Maybe and after that, it arrived in Quebec.
The bouzouki is very popular in the Celtic music since the 70s. And
yeah.
We play the bouzouki in our music in Quebec
30
years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And is hurdy-gurdy, is that a traditional, also comes out of that tradition? Or?
No, it's really come from the old roots we have in what was the New France, you know. So at the beginning of the colonization, the people had few instruments from Europe. Like the hurdy-gurdy, we have some traces of that in our tradition, but it really disappeared during the years. It's quite a complicated instrument.
Could you explain how it works?
Yeah, basically, the instrument,
instead of having a bow rubbing the strings, I have a wheel, a wooden wheel, who rub the strings. And instead of having my finger on the strings, like a fiddle or a guitar, I have a keyboard. And it's the first keyboard in the history of music. So it's really an ancient way to use keys. So it's a keyboard instrument with a wheel rubbing the strings. And a lot of things happen. goes on that instrument. I have drones, like a bagpipe. I have those melodic strings. And I have percussion strings and sympathetic strings. So it's a lot of things going in the same time.
Lots of strings.
I mentioned that Vinny, the host of the show, yep. He actually owns a hurdy-gurdy.
Uh-huh.
Not used traditionally in any manner whatsoever. In fact, he runs the sounds through a chaos pad, so it becomes an electronic music.
It can be so interesting. That instrument is really interesting because it's so old, it can be very new. Because nobody knows the sound. Nobody I know. I mean, yeah, somebody, but it's quite rare. So people now use it in the rock and roll band, in the contemporary music, in many kind of style, because the instrument can sound really ancient and really new in the same time. So I think it's the instrument of the future. yeah. I think in 20 years, I think it will be very easy to find a Gurdy in a shop. You know, the kids will learn it at school. And
he's very optimistic.
Yeah. Well, in the background, we were listening to Dervish.
Yeah.
And you guys are playing with them?
Yeah, we play tomorrow at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley with them. And
Dervish is Irish band.
It's an Irish band.
A Celtic band.
Yeah, in my point of view, one of the best Irish band.
Just say the truth. It's your favorite.
It's my favorite band. And we're very lucky that we'll do two shows. The next day we play in Davis, also with Dervish for St. Patrick's Day. So we do a double bill tomorrow and the day after
We played with them already.
And we should insert here, you're playing tonight at the Arcade of Play.
Of course,
You're totally right. We are here for that.
Yeah.
Tonight will be a very nice show in a very pretty
venue.
Very
yeah.
pretty venue. It's our first visit here, and we'll do the sound check later. And
not with the Dervish, but that's
no.
okay.
Tonight will be.
You'll have the whole night to yourself.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you could get to play two sets, maybe, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, or more if people get crazy.
Yeah, people in Arcadia get pretty crazy. And there's a large, very appreciative audience will show up.
Good.
Great.
And our music, even people don't speak French, because we sing in French, as you can hear in our accent. We sing in French, but there's no language barrier, because the songs are very communicative. You can have a certain vibe that you can recognize, because we are partly Celt, because our mix of with the Irish people, but a big part will be new for people. So it's a good mix of gender of music mixed together to create something interesting, which is Quebec traditional
music.
And
sometimes also we explain the meaning of the songs, so you will follow us. Don't worry. Yeah, come. Yeah.
So let me ask you, well, you guys all grew up in Quebec area, right?
Yeah.
And when you were kids, did you speak French at home? And
yeah.
Did you speak both languages simultaneously?
Still today, we don't speak English at home.
No, it's really... When we talk about Quebec, it's not just a small community of people. It's really... We are 8 million in Quebec, and 7 of them will have French as the first language.
First and only in the day-to-day.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah. There's people who don't speak English at all.
Oh, yeah, many.
Plenty.
My parents.
And they've just... generation after generation have grown up with only French.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as like most Americans don't speak another language because their native land is here. So even if the world needs to have other languages, but in the local there's no possibility to speak and to there's no reason really. So
especially outside of Montreal.
Yeah.
If you go outside.
For me, when I was a kid, you know, my in my high school, my counselor said, "Oh, you're going to be a college student. You should learn French."
Ah, good idea.
So I took French. But it never really caught on because I didn't have anybody to speak it.
But it's exactly the same for us. We have English lesson at school, and it helps. But for those people, the majority, who don't have a chance to speak that language in the day-to-day, we lost it. We all learn English at school, touring. Mainly,
on tour,
because really? When we start.
So you didn't learn English when you were growing up.
At school,
just a little,
like you said, for yourself, you know.
Yeah. I mean, frankly, it would have been better for me if I'd learned Spanish, because they're in California. There's a large Spanish-speaking part of the. There's whole sections of town where people only speak English. They don't speak the English at all.
Yeah.
But, you know. But I was going to be college educated, and so yeah. Okay, so we're going to talk about this song.
Confédération.
Yeah. It's,
go ahead, try it. Come on, I want to hear it again.
Yeah.
Confédération.
Yeah. Oh, that's not too bad.
And that's a political
très
term.
Très bon.
Exactly. In fact, it's a song that Nico wrote because this year it's the 150th anniversary of the Confederation, which is the birth of modern Canada, when they fusion the upper and lower Canada, which is now Ontario and Quebec. So it was created to assimilate the French people. Because we lost the war with the British people, so they fusioned it to say, okay, with the time we'll send some colonists, some people from England to populate the place. So with the time, within 50 years, they'll disappear. So this song is to put things in perspective. To say, okay, what do we have really to celebrate? Is it really a celebration, or probably, in our point of view, it's different because lots of things happen to make us in a rebellion, but to gain field from our rights. So
let me get this straight: when the Confederation happened, they put these two parts, the British and the French. Their assumption back in that time was that it would be all melded together and you wouldn't be speaking French anymore.
Exactly.
But you resisted that.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
And we still...
he says it was his fist up in the air.
Yeah.
And, it's so... In a way, I'm thinking a parallel because we had a time in our country where the country was split. There was the Confederation that was the South.
Uh-huh.
They were, the Civil War came,
mm-hmm.
and this country was split in two.
Yeah.
But
and
what the...
They
what?
Put them back together, but they never really have been back together.
We saw that recently.
Yeah. We have the feeling that it's still split in a political point of view.
I mean, it's really kind of overstating it, but in a way, the war is not over. And when Trump won...
Exactly.
That was partly...
Yeah.
Careful, Bob. This is a public radio station.
Yeah, it's owned by the government, but theoretically.
But it's the same in Quebec. Even if things change, people will not fight. With guns, you know, it's not that we are quite a peaceful country, but we still have fights to do. We still have resistance. And because it's complex to be a little non-country, French non-country in that English North America. So we are really a village surrounded by 350 millions of Anglophones. So it's a challenge for us. And it's part of the role qu'on se donne, the fact that we tour with that music, it's because we like the music, we like to do that. Of course, we're lucky to tour like we tour, but we also like to talk about our culture, about Quebec, and explain. We like to have a few minutes to explain who we are and why we're still there.
Because for us, it's still a dream to exist in the fact to have a seat in the world's nation, to say we exist, this place is a particular and unique place that we live differently, we eat differently, we speak differently, we have a different interaction with people with differently, and that needs to be protected or at least preserved, you know. So for us, the only way is to have our own country in Quebec, and that's why the speech changed a lot over the years, because maybe in the 60s and the 70s this idea was a little bit against the English people of Canada, which today is totally a different angle, because we don't we are totally not against anybody, you know. We want to be the best partners and the best neighbors. It's a very different angle.
So when you play music, how does the music you play relate to this issues? Is the fact that you're playing this traditional French-based music put you on a different side from somebody who plays English music?
But in Quebec, a lot of people will play that traditional music in their own way to do it, without any political issue. Or so people play that music because it's our music. So we have plenty of band, professional or non-professional, who will play that music for fun, for dancing, for party, and they don't necessarily take the microphone to say, hey, by the way, that music is unique and blah blah blah, and we need to take care of it. It's not the point. We are just few bands of traditional music, I think, not a lot. Yeah, a little few, maybe two, talking about that, you know. For us, for our band, it's important. But of course, we are not there only to talk about politics and history, even if it's really important. We like to share a lot of the variety of our music. We have to sing laments and party music and lively songs, and we like to have very fine lyrics, but we like also to sing call and response song just for the pleasure of it. So I think it's a particularity of the band, talking about that.
You'll see in the show tonight, we want to represent a little bit of what we are in Quebec, with the humor and with the serious of it and with the energy, and as Nico said, with all the range of our style of music that we have at home, we want to represent it in the show.
And so Bob, let's given the time and all those kind of things, where is this show?
The show is at the Playhouse, Arcata Playhouse.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. It's showtime, but show up at 7:30 or so.
Oh yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Come and have a drink over there.
They have beer and wine and. Yeah.
Well, fun. So that's place. Tonight.
Yeah.
8 o'clock, 7:30. Thank you very much for coming up.
Thank you for the invitation.
So, you want to talk about this song? What is the lyrics of this song about?
The Confédération?
Yeah.
But like Olivier said, it's that beginning of Canada. And in the song, we will explain what the Canadians and English Canadians did to us to calm down the French rebellion. So, but it's a song about the fact that we're still there waiting for the French country we have in our heart.
Well, and thank you for coming up.
And if people want to know more the lyrics, they can go on the website, levantdunord.com, and there's all the translations of all the songs on the page album. You can choose the...
This is your new album, which is called...
Tetsu. See you tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming up.
Pleasure.
Connaissez-vous l'histoire du beau grand Canada, ce pays emprunté qui fut fondé trois fois?
Ce pays emprunté qui fut fondé trois fois.
On nous l'a bien fait croire, pays bilingue, égal endroit, pour que les francophones ne se soulèvent pas.
Pour que les francophones ne se soulèvent pas.
Ils ont bien évité de rebaptiser le pays. Nommé Borealia, leur nouvelle colonie.
Nommé Borealia, leur nouvelle colonie.
Ils nous ont fait cadeau d'une bien étrange liberté pour que les francophones ne se soulèvent pas.
Que les francophones ne se soulèvent pas.